107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Get ready to garlic. Ready, set, and garlic. It's happening this weekend. Joining us in studio with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, we've got Don Scott here. Don, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be here again. Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely. So I think we're talking garlic. We have the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival set to go this weekend.
It's much more than garlic, though, now. It started in 2007, Jamie, by a bunch of local garlic growers and Kiwanis Club, and moved in from the outside, and we no longer get snow and rain.
That's right, because it used to be outdoors at the Stratford Fairgrounds in that area. Yeah,
now we're at the Rotary Complex since 2017.
Okay.
And we're all set to go this Saturday the 6th with tastings and pairings.
All right.
And the 7th with presentations. We have some world-class chefs that are going to be treating people to samples and demonstrating what they do for a living.
Fantastic. So it's a big weekend all happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex. So let's run down the itinerary. What would you like to spotlight here?
Well, we've got the tastings and pairings. We have 7 of them on Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. The Garlic Festival opens on Saturday at 9 and closes at 5. And we've got some really interesting ones this year. We have, I think, the first time a non-alcoholic tasting and pairing.
Okay.
Tea leaves and Rio Thompson candies.
Oh, very good.
So we're excited about that. It was one of our missions to try and do that. And we've got the old favorites like Junction 56 and Milbank and Maelstrom and Capello Meadows and all those people that are coming back just to share their passion.
Yeah.
And provide samples. So tickets are on sale currently on the website.
Okay.
And on Sunday is the presentations. And Sunday, we're open at the Garlic Festival from 10 to 4. And both days, we have garlic sausage and other treats available, sandwiches. Barb Schock does that with the concessions. And we have Chef Eli Silverthorne this year. He's bringing some students, and he's filling a two-hour presentation slot. So that should be really cool and really different.
Oh,
these guys are amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And last year was our most successful, and we're hoping this year to even be able to provide more money to the Kiwanis Club to help the region of Stratford.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Kiwanis Club of Stratford do so much for our area, and this is a great way to support and enjoy an amazing festival that, as you say, its presentations and these pairings are always a big hit.
They are amazing. And we have a wonderful silent auction. Cynthia Hastings has been in charge of that. And Mike Westmoreland has filled all the booths with our vendors.
Yeah, yeah.
And Barb Schock, as I said, is ready to go. And Howard Fromm is our treasurer. And Bonnie Richardson is our chair. And Lauren Francis has helped to look after the presentations.
Fantastic.
So we're a committed group of people, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Just looking for people to come.
Yeah, and they will, because folks are talking about it, because they always look forward to this coming up in September. But again, reminder, it is this coming weekend.
It is this weekend.
Yeah.
And online sales have been good.
Nice.
Tickets are available at the door, and we hope everybody will come out, because there's more than just garlic.
Yeah.
You can get to Mossberry Farms. You can try cookies. You can meet the Dragon Lady. There's all kinds of crazy things going on. So it's just a fun place to be.
Yeah, and a great way to support local when we talk about supporting local. I mean, there's a great festival right here.
Well, we've done everything from help to promote schools and playground equipment, mothers and tots, and all kinds of different programs. So Kiwanis Club does a great job of serving the community of Stratford.
They sure do. And it's this weekend, Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. It's on Saturday and Sunday. That's the 6th and 7th. General admission, just $10. Two-day passes, just $15. You can't beat that at all.
You can't.
No. Fantastic. So we'll share the details. Stratford Garlic Fest, is that the website that they can go to or online?
Yep. And you can Google Stratford Garlic Festival and it'll come up.
You bet. Yeah. And we'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Anything else we haven't covered or just we'll see you?
Just we appreciate it and we'll see you there.
We'll see you there. All thanks, right. Don.
Thank you, Jamie.